Welcome to the Lanesboro Radio Company's presentation of Over the Back Fence, a Commonwealth Theater Company community program brought to you from the air-conditioned Commonwealth Theater in beautiful downtown Lanesboro. We're coming to you live over KFIO Preston 1060 AM and Chatfield 103.1 on your FM dial. I'm your host, Scott Dixon. Has this been a week of hard work? Feeling all Twitter-pated? Well, dash on the perfume and aftershave because it's the over-the-back fence salute to the language of love. Stringing Cupid's bow with us tonight will be special musical guest Naomi Karstad. Music and laughs from the over-the-back fence gang and a presentation from the Commonwealth Radio Theater of the Air. All the usual suspects are here: David Hennessy, David Moan, Sarah Hawkins, and all the over-the-back fence gang. And will you please welcome my co-host with the most token, Damon Prestaman. Over the Back Fence is underwritten by Houston Dental Clinic, where your smile makes them happiest, and sponsored by Pedal Pushers Cafe,
Coffee Street Fitness,
The Cottage House Inn,
Rhino's Pizza and Sub Shop,
Los Gables,
Stone Mill Suites,
Olivia's Attic,
Lanesboro Local Marketplace,
Mannion and Wheelock Attorneys,
The Little River General Store,
Riverside on the Root Restaurant,
The Lanesboro Lions Club,
Preston and Appleberry Farm,
The Rochester Post Bulletin,
and Associated Bank of Lanesboro! Bringing tonight's show to you is the Over the Back Fence gang. Executive producer, Captain Bob Petrillo.
Assistant executive producer, glamorous Glenn Jensen.
His personal assistant, marvelous Maddie Haugen.
Artistic director, Stella Burt. Internet guru, jazzy Jason Underfoot.
Radio show protege, maximum Michael Van Skoik. Irene Erkenbrock and St. Valentine at the box office. And it's Father's Day.
Yeah, we're talking love on Father's Day.
Talking about love on Father's Day. So happy Father's Day to all of the dads and daddies and papas and bappas who are in the audience with us. How many fathers are with us in the audience tonight? Put your hands together. All right.
Quite a few of them out there.
Nice clapping. And how many of you were at Art in the Park this afternoon here in Lanesboro?
Hey, all right.
Wonderful. Great day for it.
It really turned out really well.
Rain decided to hold off for once.
A lot of great selection of stuff there. I wandered around, took a look around. It was a lot of great stuff.
And did you have, I've been taking a poll, people, and so far I've come up goose eggs on this, but did you get breakfast in bed as a Father's Day?
No, I did not get breakfast in bed. A lot of that has to do with the fact I don't eat breakfast.
Uh-huh.
In bed or otherwise.
Or otherwise. So lunch?
I didn't get lunch in bed. I bought lunch for myself.
You bought lunch for yourself?
I did.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, guys.
Damon and I were just talking.
Yeah, I know you were talking, but I heard today that the radio show was about the language of love.
Yeah.
And I know I'm engaged in everything, and I love my fiancé very much, but I just need to tell somebody about this, somebody that I met up in the cities, and all this. And
are you saying you've become disengaged?
But really, honestly, though, Scott, the only way I can find to do this is through a song.
All right, well, Sarah, Stella, do you know anything about this? Are you, well, then take it away.
There's a boy who works at Starbucks who is very inspirational. He is very inspirational because of many things. I come in at 8:11 and he smiles and says, "How are you?" And when he smiles and says, "How are you?" I can swear my heart grows wings. So today at 8:11, I decided I should meet him. I decided I should meet him in a proper formal way. So today at 8:11, as he smiled and said, "How are you?" I said, "Fine, and my name's Sarah." And he softly answered, "Hey." And I said, "My name is Sarah, and thank you for the extra foam." And he said his name was Taylor, which provides the inspiration for this poem. Bring me Java, bring me joy. Whoa, Taylor, the latte boy. I love him, I love him, I love him. And and I'd like to get my nerve up to recite my poem musical. He would like the fact it's musical because he plays guitar. And today at 8:11, Taylor told me he was playing with a band over in Uptown in the basement of a bar. And he smoothly flipped the lever to prepare my double latte. But for me, he made a triple, and he didn't think I knew. But I saw him flip the lever, and for me, he made a triple. And I knew that triple latte meant that Taylor loved me too. I said, "What time are you playing? And thank you for the extra skim." He said, "Keep the 355 because this triple latte was on him." Oh my God. Taylor, the latte boy, bring me Java, bring me joy. Whoa, Taylor, the latte boy, I love him, I love him, I love him. I used to be the kind of girl who'd run when love rushed toward her. But suddenly a voice whispered, "Love can be yours if you step up to the counter and order." Taylor, the latte boy, bring me Java, bring me joy. Whoa, Taylor, the latte boy, I love him, I love him, I love him. So many years my heart has waited. Who'd have thought a love would be so caffeinated? Taylor, the latte boy, I love him, I love him, I love him. I love him, I love him, I love him.
Sarah Hawkins on Over the Back Fence. And now comes actually one of our favorite parts of the show, where we get an opportunity to talk with a representative of one of the wonderful sponsors who helps to make Over the Back Fence possible week after week, Memorial Day through Labor Day, for what has now been 16 seasons on the air. And one of our recent sponsors to join us recently is the Coffee Street Fitness Center here in downtown Lanesboro. And we have Sally Ming with us. Hi, Sally.
Hey, Scott.
How are you?
I'm very good. And yourself?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Now, the Coffee Street Fitness, you've been in business, is it about 3 years now?
4 years now.
4 years. Okay. Mm-hmm. 4 years opening up, and you're just kind of just across, around the corner from Commonweal here.
Right around the corner next to Olivia's Attic.
Mm-hmm. And you're actually on Coffee Street.
We are on Coffee Street, yes. Which you seem to have a theme with Taylor tonight.
So. Exactly. I thought it was the Language of Love show, but maybe it's the coffee show. Maybe we kind of missed the mark on that one a little bit. So at the Fitness Center, what kind of things do you have going on there?
We have three types of equipment. We have cardio with treadmill, bicycle. We have weight machines, and we have free weights.
Free weights, so you can just come in and use them for free?
Not quite.
No, okay. What is the free weight then?
That would be the iron, pumping iron, which I can
see pumping
you've
iron.
Been doing lately.
Oh, well, thank you. Wow, about that. Now, those of you listening on the radio, I mean, you can't really see these, but, you know, you just have to take our word for it.
That's okay, either can I.
And now, I'm sorry.
And he's gone.
And he's gone. I just, you know, Sally was being nice, all nice to me, and I was going to be all nice to her, and then she kind of backtracked on it a little bit there. So I was just.
I had to take the offensive, Scott.
Yeah, apparently so. So you have the free weights and the machines, and people come in. They can just drop in for a workout, or you have membership plans. How does that work?
We have both. We have memberships, which are $25 a month, or if you're a guest in town, you can work out by the day or by the weekend. And okay. You just need to go over to the Cottage House Inn, and we'll give you a code to get into the building.
Wonderful. So you stop in at Cottage House, which is right across the street from the Commonweal.
Exactly.
And then you can give them your, is $3 you said?
It's $7 for one day or $25 for a month.
Seven for a day, 25 for a month. Okay. Mm-hmm. And be able to work out with all of the machines.
Yes.
Wonderful. And do you have showers or anything on?
We do not have shower facilities.
No. Are you working on that at all or?
No.
Or do you know? No. All right. That's all blunt. You know. Thought about it for a little bit and then went no. We're not doing that.
Wonderful. And Scott, that's what the river is for.
That's what the river is for.
That's what the inner tubes are for.
And the inner tubes. And I know over the winter, for example, you were running a contest, like a Biggest Loser contest that you had going on for people to kind of sign up and they could do different weigh-ins. And
we did have a Biggest Loser contest, and the winner lost almost 30 pounds.
That was amazing. Was it two months, three months?
Over about three months.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations. And you're going to be doing more of those kinds of things?
We will have another contest starting this fall.
Starting in the fall, all right. So members can keep an eye on that, or if you're thinking of becoming a member, you might want to be able to check that out.
Yes, and if you win a year's free membership.
A year's free. If you lose the weight, you get a year's. So if you lose all of the weight and you're at a point where you don't need the fitness center anymore, you win a year's free membership.
That's right.
Am I tracking this right?
That's right. If you lose, you win.
If you lose, you win.
That's
okay.
Right.
Wonderful. It's that kind of Zen thing. Well, and you have a giveaway because you're wearing a very smart Coffee Street Fitness T-shirt. Life is great.
Thank you.
And
yes.
And you have a giveaway that you want to do. Yes.
We do have a giveaway that we'd like to give to one of the fathers.
All right. So let's see if we can start this quickly. So again, where are the fathers in the audience? If you raise your hands in the audience, and let's see, fathers of two or more, fathers of two or more in the audience, fathers of three or more in the audience, fathers of four or more in the audience, fathers of five or more in the audience.
One over here.
Five of more. I think maybe we might have a winner over here. I think if you're a father of five, you get a T-shirt.
He probably needs a check.
He's got 10.
10?
10.
Well, I think that smokes it. Well, congratulations. We have a T-shirt from you, Sally. You can distribute it to that. But just before you go, we again want to thank Coffee Street Fitness for your support of Over the Back Fence. And if you're interested in shaping up and shipping out, then you want to stop by Coffee Street Fitness. You can check in at the Cottage House Inn here in downtown Lanesboro.
Yes, thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Sally. Sally Ming from Coffee Street Fitness. And now we are pleased to welcome to our stage our special youth musical guest, the Stringwood Youth Quartet, performing under the name Malik, for reasons that perhaps we'll discover later on. But Matt, you said that you were going to tell us a little bit about this piece that you're going to play just before we get into it. Yep, and you can just talk up into that mic there.
Yes, well...
Or Damon will bring you a mic, which is even better.
Thank you. We are going to be playing the Fifth String Quartet by Dmitri Shostakovich, which was written in 1952 under the reign of Stalin, which is shown in his music. So in reality, it doesn't make much sense in the language of love. But
that's okay. Very little has so far tonight. So all right,
you know, Scott. Nothing says love like Stalin.
Like Stalin.
Yeah. They talked about calling it St. Stalin Day instead of Valentine's Day.
The Stringwood Youth Quartet.
Thank you.
Stringwood Youth Quartet on Over the Back Fence. And Matt, can you quickly introduce for us the members of your quartet?
Yes, my name is Matt Lammers. I'm from Eden Prairie, Minnesota. And also on violin, we have Melissa Deal from Bloomington. John Belk from Maplewood on cello, and Mark Hatlestad on viola from Maple Grove.
Wonderful. And you're all part of the Stringwood Youth Chamber Music Camp. Is that the right name?
Yes.
Yes. And tell us just a little bit about what that is and how long that you're here with us in southeastern Minnesota.
Well, it's a two-week program. It's overnight. We stay at Eagle Bluff, the conservation center, also in Lanesboro. And it's a conservatory-style process where we sort of immerse ourselves in chamber music and get coached, and it's a good time, yeah.
Wonderful. Well, it sounded absolutely fabulous. I was getting a little worried about Mark's bow disintegrating in the middle of the piece, but it sounded wonderful. Thank you very much, the Stringwood Youth Music Quartet. And now would you please welcome our special musical guests for this week, Naomi Karstad. Naomi Carson on Over the Back Fence. Naomi, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much.
It's wonderful to have
it's
you here.
It's wonderful to be here.
And Naomi, for our listening audience, now you're still music director at St. Mary's Church in Hastings.
St. Mary's Basswood Grove, yes. Beautiful, beautiful spot in the planet. You must come out on St. Croix Trail.
Wonderful. And as music director of the church, what does that all entail? So you conduct the choirs, you arrange the music
choir,
for the...
I sing when no one else is around. I enlist my family to come and sing with me. We have two services, and I'm there from 8 o'clock in the morning until noon every Sunday.
Wonderful.
I'm here every Sunday.
Every Sunday. Well, but now you have come all the way down here for Lanesboro,
yes,
for the show. And you want to give a shout out to your alma mater there?
My alma mater, Gustavus Adolphus College in St. Peter.
There we go. We got people excited about that.
Go Gusties. Go.
And a music teacher in
my
particular?
Wonderful music teacher, Elizabeth Mannion, who taught me everything I know. So
wonderful. Well, she obviously did a wonderful job. Tell us about that first piece that you sang, and then what else you have coming up
for
us. The
first piece is O Mio Babbino Caro. You may have heard it in Room with a View, sung by Kiri Takanawa, and it is a young girl singing about, Dad, you better let me marry who I want to, or I'm going to throw myself off the bridge. I'm going to throw myself in the river. That's what it's about.
So that's a great...
It's opera. You can't make that up.
Right, no. And a great Father's Day sentiment, too. Daddy, give me what I want, or I'm throwing myself from the bridge.
Right. Blackmail hasn't changed at all through the years.
No,
of
apparently
blackmailing fathers, no.
And what else are you going to sing for us today?
I'd love to sing Musetta's Waltz Song from La Boheme.
All right. Well, take it away. Stella Bird on the piano. Karstad.
Thank you.
And Naomi, you have another performance opportunity coming up this summer,
I
correct?
I do. I will be portraying the Oracle of Delphi at one of the Fringe shows this year, starting August 5th.
Wonderful. So keep an eye out for the Minneapolis Fringe calendar
as that
goes
out. It's a wonderful festival. Something like 200 shows in 13 days or something.
Yeah, it's just absolutely amazing. So I predict that you will have a wonderful time as the Oracle of Delphi.
I can see, yes.
Yes. And do you have one more encore piece for us?
I have one more.
I think
you might know this one.
All right, sing along if you do. No, I'm just kidding.
Sing along if you know, yes.
I dare you.
Fantastic.
All right. Well, I kind of skipped over something here, but let's see if we can fire up the old news beacon here and see if it's going to work for this week. And it's going.
And now it's time for news and notes.
Wow, Stella, that's impressive.
Yeah, Ray, that was 4 years at Luther College.
Ah.
Not St. Olaf.
Oh boy, we're not going to get in the middle
of
this again.
So all you Stringwood kids,
they're just getting
Luther
ready
to College. Oh, Gustavus, Luther.
I'm a little concerned there's going to be a fight amongst the Norwegian College alumni.
That's right.
Here in the
auditorium. Which really means they're just going to sit and glare at each other for the rest of the show. So Damon, what do you have for us off the news wire?
Scott Dixon. That was Scott Dixon. Just so you know, please don't attack me with meatballs and lutefisk after the show. Time for the headlines coming this week in your Pulse Bulletin, the biggest and best daily newspaper in the Root River Valley and all over southeastern Minnesota. In the weekend edition on Newsstands Now, you can read about the big storm that swept through southeastern Minnesota this week. The folks who count tornadoes, and I wouldn't like that job, say there were 39 tornadoes on Thursday, a single-day record for Minnesota.
Wow.
Also, check out the story about the city folks who raise chickens in their backyards. out in the country, it's a part of life, but in Rochester and a few other cities, you need a permit, and your neighbor's okay, even for 3 hens. And of course, no roosters.
Of course.
No roosters. I won't say it again. Up the road, a bit in Preston, they're celebrating the grand opening of the National Trout Center. That, as the name implies, celebrates that lovely fish that calls our Root River home. That would be trout. You can read about that in Monday's Post Bulletin. And on Tuesday, check out the story about the Rochester Roosters. They play old-time baseball 1860s style, which means no sliding, no bunting, and no gloves. The season has begun, and you can expect to see them take on the Forestville Nine during their annual clash at Independence Day 1899 in historic Forestville. All this plus Harley Flathers, local news from Fillmore County and all over the area, plus oodles and oodles of coupons for just 50 cents a day. It's a steal. To get the paper at home, call 1-800-562-1758.
And that's news and notes from the Rochester Post Bulletin. You're listening to Over the Back Fence, live from the Commonwealth Theater in beautiful downtown Lanesboro on KFIO Preston 1060 AM and Chatfield 103.1 FM. Coming up in the second half of our show, we'll feature Over the Back Fence poet laureate David Hennessy, plus a preview of Commonwealth Theater's newest production, Enchanted April. Over the Back Fence is underwritten by Houston Dental Clinic, where your smile makes them happiest, and sponsored by Pedal Pushers Cafe,
Coffee Street Fitness,
The Cottage House Inn,
Rhino's Pizza and Sub Shop,
Los Gables,
Stone Mill Suites,
Olivia's Attic,
Lanesboro Local Market Place,
Mannion and Wheelock Attorneys,
the Little River General Store,
Riverside on the Root Restaurant,
the Lanesboro Lions Club,
Preston Apple and Berry Farm,
the Rochester Post Bulletin,
and Associated Bank of Lanesboro. We invite you to come down and join us live Sundays at 7, or if you can't, listen at home at 1060 on your AM or 103.1 on your FM radio dial, or online at overthebackfence.org. Now, Damon, brace yourself.
Okay.
Are you braced?
I am braced.
Because we have one of those kind of high-maintenance divas performing on the show next.
Oh, we do. Yes, I was wondering why there were so many vanilla-scented candles everywhere here.
Yes, and no
theater?
Red M&Ms. Everything's been delightful up until now, but now it's our artistic director, Stellar Stellabert.
Well, gee, after that introduction, you know, I was about to dedicate this song to my loving husband, but I think I won't. You have to be nice to me. No need to speak, no need to sing, when just a glance means everything, not a word need be spoken in a language of love. I'll touch your cheek, you'll hold my hand, and only we will understand that the silence is broken by a language of love. It's clear to you, it's clear to me, this precious moment had to be. Other moments outclassing, guardian angels are passing. No words will do, no lips can say the tender meaning we convey. I love you is unspoken in a language of love.
Damon, that was so lovely.
Look to me for any help, Scott. You got yourself into that one. You're going to have to get yourself out.
Well, I'm not only going to apologize for any mean comments that I made before the song, but I'm going to go ahead and pre-apologize for like the next 5 mean comments that I make in the future. I mean,
all right.
That which should cover me for the rest of the night. Would you please welcome now to the microphone our poet laureate, David Hennessy.
I have an appropriate poem here entitled Snowflake by William Baer. Timing's everything. The vapor rises high in the sky, tossing to and fro, then freezes suddenly and crystallizes into a perfect flake of miraculous snow. For countless miles drifting east above the world, whirling about in a swirling free-for-all, appearing aimless, just like love, but sensing, seeking out its destiny, falling to where the two young skaters stand, hand in hand, then flips and dips and whips itself about to ever so gently land, a miracle, across her unkissed lips. As he blocks the wind raging from the south, leaning forward to kiss her lovely mouth. And speaking of kisses, here's one by Edna St. Vincent Millay. What lips my lips have kissed. What lips my lips have kissed, and where and why I have forgotten. And what arms have lain under my head till morning. But the rain is full of ghosts tonight that tap and sigh upon the glass and listen for reply. And in my heart there stirs a quiet pain for unremembered lads that not again will turn to me at midnight with a cry. Thus in the winter stands the lonely tree, nor knows what birds have vanished one by one, yet knows its boughs more silent than before. I cannot say what loves have come and gone. I only know that summer sang in me a little while, that in me sings no more. And for a change of pace, here's one about unrequited love from the customer service department. In Answer to Your Query by Naomi Lazard. We are sorry to inform you the item you ordered is no longer being produced. It has not gone out of style, nor have people lost interest in it. In fact, it has become one of our most desired products. Its popularity is still growing. Orders for it come in at an ever-increasing rate. However, a top-level decision has caused this product to be discontinued forever. Instead of the item you ordered, we are sending you something else. It is not the same thing, nor is it a reasonable facsimile. It is what we have in stock, the very best we can offer. If you are not happy with this substitution, let us know as soon as possible. As you can imagine, we already have quite an accumulation of letters, such as the one you may or may not write. To be totally fair, we respond to these complaints as they come in. Yours will be filed accordingly, answered in its turn.
Poet Laureate David Hennessy on Over the Back Fence. Would you please welcome David Moan and Sarah Hawkins?
Up stories that link my name with yours.
Why do the neighbors chatter all day behind their doors?
I know a way to prove what they say is quite untrue. Here is the gist, a practical list of don'ts for you. Don't throw bouquets at me. Don't please my folks too much. Don't laugh at my jokes too much. People will say we're in love.
Now who laughs at your jokes?
Don't sigh and gaze at me. Your sighs are so like mine. Your eyes mustn't glow like mine. People will say we're in love. Don't start collecting things.
Like what?
Give me my rose.
People claim that you are to blame as much as I. Why do you take the trouble to bake my favorite pie? Rhubarb. Grant in your wish I carved our initials on the tree. Just keep a slice of all the advice you give. So free, don't praise my charm too much.
That won't be too hard.
Don't look so vain at me. Don't stand in the rain with me. People will say we're in love. Don't take my arm too much.
David, you know I'm clumsy.
Don't keep your hand in mine. Your hand feels so grand in mine. People will say we're in love. Don't dance all night with me till the stars fade from above. They'll see it's all right with me. People will say we're in love.
Sarah Hawkins and David Moan. From Oklahoma, one of the great American musicals. And now, speaking of great American musicals, great American plays, we have the Commonweal Radio Theater of the Air to bring us a scene from Commonweal's new production of Enchanted April. This is a darling story of four women from 1920s London as strangers answer a newspaper advertisement to rent an Italian villa and be able to get away from the gloom and the rain into sunny Italy to try to find some love and life and adventure and happiness. And so take it away.
Santa Lucia, Santa.
What is this?
Oh, Santa Maria. Cosa fatto adesso, signore? Qual è il problema adesso?
You may rattle on and on all you wish, my friend, and I still will not understand you. I speak only the Italian of Dante.
Cosa c'è? Qual è l'argomento?
Lady Caroline, would you please determine from Costanza the origin of this milk?
The origin, Mrs. Graves?
Yes.
You mean the vendor?
I mean the animal.
Il latte è buono, Donna Carolina.
Sì, sì. La signora vorrebbe sapere che tipo di latte è questo, Costanza.
Che tipo di latte, signorina? Non capisco. È latte.
La signora vorrebbe sapere l'animale.
L'animale? Una mucca, naturalmente, Donna Carolina.
Sì. Grazie, Costanza. Sono spiacente per il problema.
Oh, il problema non è con voi, signorina. Animale.
What was she saying?
Nothing of concern. Cow.
What?
It is cow's milk. It seems Italian milk also comes from cows.
You look as if you had nothing on underneath.
I haven't.
How very imprudent. And how highly improper.
But there are no men here. So how can it be improper? Have you noticed how difficult it is to be improper without men?
God is a man, Lady Caroline. God is a man.
Oh, good morning, Lady Caroline.
You've arrived.
Mrs. Graves, yes, late last night.
Without clothing, apparently.
Oh, ladies, excuse me.
Yes, excuse us, Mrs. Graves, Lady Caroline. We hadn't thought you'd arrived.
Here we are.
Yes, not that we're not happy to see you. It's just a great disappointment.
What Lottie means is we'd planned to give you such a welcome. We were going to choose the nicest rooms for you.
We've done that.
And we meant to make them pretty for you with flowers.
Costanza has seen to everything in her way.
Mrs. Graves and I arrived yesterday morning. together.
Look at this place, Rose. When I woke this morning, I prepared myself to accept whatever I found, but I couldn't have imagined. The flowers! Snapdragons and periwinkles, daphnes and iris, and lavender and cherry trees, and wisteria, Mrs. Graves, simply tumbling over itself.
Yes.
And sunshine. Heaven. Look up, heaven, Rose.
Bang, 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 bang.
Listen. Their church bell sounds so light and inviting. Our church bell never sounded like that.
Costanza!
It appears you two have everything under control.
It does save time.
Rose, remember Mr. Wilding said that there was an upstairs sitting room with a view? Let's go first thing after breakfast. I suddenly want to write to everyone I know.
That is my sitting room, Mrs. Wilton.
Your sitting room?
I am an old woman. I need a room to myself.
But it is a sitting room, Mrs. Graves.
There is another room you and Mrs. Wilton may use downstairs at the back next to Costanza's room. I must have quiet. Your bedrooms were acceptable?
Oh.
Cozy.
There were two beds in my room, filling it up unnecessarily, so I had one taken out. It has made it much more agreeable.
That's why I have two beds in my room.
I have two beds in mine as well.
Yours must be Lady Caroline's second bed. She also has hers removed.
I see. What was it, Rose?
What?
Heaven. You are chic, Lady Caroline.
She needs a hat. One mustn't get too much sun too soon, Mrs. Wilton.
Paradiso. Heaven.
Buongiorno, buon mattina, signore.
Excuse me. Si, signora.
It's time for breakfast.
Adesso.
Breakfast.
Sì, signora, breakfast. Colazione. Psst, capitalista.
I swore to it breakfast was delayed 1 hour for your first day. It will not be done again. Come, ladies, we must be punctual, or Costanza will take it as a sign she too may be lax.
Mrs. Graves.
Yes?
About the sitting room.
What?
We are only too glad for you to have it if it makes you happy, Mrs. Graves. We never would have suggested using it had we known. Not until you had invited us, anyhow, as I'm sure you soon shall.
Do pull yourself together.
We had so hoped to prepare things before your arrival, Lady Caroline.
Everything has been seen to.
It must be very assuring to be independent and know exactly what one wants.
Quite. But independence, Lady Caroline, does snub the benevolence of others. I'm sorry about the beds. I gave no directions. I merely asked Costanza to remove them.
It seems silly to be talking about beds in heaven.
It is lovely, isn't it?
It's as if you belonged here all along.
What do you mean?
In a setting as beautiful as yourself.
Beauty is a gift. Yes. I hope you make the most of it, Lady Caroline. I've been making the most of it ever since I can remember. Good, because it won't last. Please tell Mrs. Graves that I don't care to take breakfast now. I'd like to go into the village.
Oh, hurry back, then.
I am glad you've arrived safely.
Oh, Rose, we haven't been punished. We've been blessed.
She's treading on the periwinkles.
They're hers as much as ours.
It doesn't seem right.
One mustn't question in heaven. It isn't done.
We've been displaced as hostesses.
None of us is the hostess. Here we're equal. Smell the fragrance, Rose. It's positively sensual.
Lottie.
It makes me want to kiss someone. You know who'd love all this?
Who?
Never mind.
Oh, that woman.
Mrs. Graves doesn't know yet that she's in heaven. Oh, look at this place, Rose. Take it in. Paradiso. Our first day in heaven. And Gabriel here to greet us. Paradiso.
The Commonweal Radio Theater of the Air, the cast of Enchanted April, Nancy Huizenga, Susan Dautremont, Adrian Sweeney, Steph Dickens, and Irene Erkenbrock. And now we return to David Hennessy. David, what do you have for us bring our show to a close?
I have a sing-along, and lyrics are on everybody's program.
All right, so the studio audience, check out your lyrics. Is it Finicula, Finicu, Finiculi?
No.
What is it here?
Irish eyes are smiling.
All right. Well, if you and Stella are ready, take it away.
There's a tear in your eye, and I'm wondering why, for it never should be there at all. With such power in your smile, sure a stone you'd beguile, so there's never a teardrop should fall. When your sweet lilting laughter's like some fairy song, and your eyes twinkle bright as can be, you should laugh all the while and all other times smile. And now smile a smile with me.
Everybody!
When Irish eyes are smiling, sure it's like a morning spring. In the lilt of Irish laughter, seems bright and gay. And when Irish eyes are smiling, sure they steal your heart away.
That's our show. Thanks again to our special musical guest, Naomi Karstad. Our special youth musical guest, the Stringwood Youth Chamber Quartet. The Over the Back Fence Gang, David Hennessy, Sarah Hawkins, David Moan. Our executive producer, Captain Bob Petrillo. His assistant, glamorous Glenn Jensen. His personal assistant, marvelous Maddie Haugen. Internet guru, jazzy Jason Underfirth. Radio show protege, magnificent Michael Skoik. Artistic director, Stella Burt. My co-host, Damon Prestaman.
And let's hear it for the host of this show, Scott Dixon.
Damon and I will see you here next week. It'll be our lunch meat show.
We're talking pickle-oak next week.
With the B-Slop Boys, come down and join us here at the Commonwealth Theater at 7 o'clock. Listen at home at 1060 a.m. on your 103.1 FM or online, overthebackfence.org. Have a wonderful night, everybody. Here we go.